the book Hebrews, part 280. I'm Professor Hannes Rettinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. To require any of the books which I've written, maybe the book Israel's Rapture, very important for the time that we are living in, which was also my doctoral degree several years ago. Should you require any information or just have a question or just want to share something, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 international code, and the number is, that's for South Africa, and our number is 0722 367 124. Just go to my website if you wish, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see right on the top here on my right hand side. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very welcome. Please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on a massive amount of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege, what a privilege just to study the Word. I'm so excited every time that we can just come together and study the Word. We're busy with Hebrews chapter 11. I'm going to continue with verse 7, which we started yesterday morning, but because of time, the lack of time, impossible to do everything, and I don't just want to cut things off, because there's so much revelation in one word or in one sentence. By faith Noah, being warned of Yahweh of the things not seen as yet, that was rain, moved with fear. It's not fear, moved with faith, believing in something that he's never seen, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. His house is Noah's house. His wife says, what are you going to make? I'm going to build an ark. What is an ark? An ark is something that's going to float on water. Float on water. You mean like a ship? Yeah, maybe a ship, I don't know. But, of course, I believe there must have been streams of water and dams of water that came from fountains and these type of things. And maybe they had a little boat that they just float around, maybe fish or whatever. It's not to say because they didn't know what rain was, there was no small dams or water standing in different spots where there was fountains. So what are you going to do? I'm building an ark. To do what? Well, to save us and the animals. Of what? Of rain coming. And you're going to continue in this? Yes. People will walk around there and ask, what are you doing? Well, I'm building an ark. What is it? It's where there's protection. The Father Yahweh is going to send rain. Send rain. You must be smoking something. You must be drinking something. Something is affecting your mind. And they laughed at him. But he stood in faith. And sometimes when we move as Yahwist, when we move in faith, people also laughed at us. They will laugh because for them it is stupidity, it's sinless. It doesn't make sense. The way that we operate sometimes. Somebody, the doctor says, is going to die. We say we believe he's not going to die. Through faith we trust Yahushua for healing, as it did in the time of the Bible. Prepare an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, just by building the ark, just by living in faith, just by obedience. Noah condemned the world. Just by trusting Yahweh that he's going to send rain, which Noah didn't never see himself, didn't know anything about. He pleased Yahweh. And that brought condemnation upon the world. You know what? As Yahweh in this 21st century, living in the time of the eschatology, and this is why the eschatology to me is so very, very important, and our Bible college runs on eschatology. We have a 4-year diploma that we do, 3 years eschatology, 1 year theology. But it's not available in English on this stage, it's only in my native language in Afrikaans for the last 15 years. We will come to the stage where we will bring the eschatology study also in English, and that will be on internet for anybody to study. But believe in things that is not going to happen. We preach a message of condemnation, of a time where you will have to have the mark on your right hand and forehead to operate, Revelation 13 verse 16 to 18. Without the mark, the Bible says, that scripture, you will not be able to buy and sell. There is so many shopping centers and businesses, all mark and all, they don't function with cash anymore. Sometimes you want to buy furniture or something, you have to buy it through the internet. They will not even sell it to you out of a store. That's the time we're living in. We are daily moving towards, with rapid speed, moving towards the end time. And that's why the study of the Revelation, of the book Revelation, is so important. You can actually not miss that study. You must go to part one, start with it, and it's going to take 2-3 years to work it through. But do it. Because in that you will find the revelation word. It's not my theology, it's not my dogma. I've got nothing. For the last 28 years, I don't even belong to no denomination, organizations or anything. I'm not a Protestant or a Catholic or a Christian or anything. I'm a Yahwist, according to the word. That's how they called the disciples of Yahushua, Yahwist. As Noah prepared the ark and as being obedient in building the ark, he brought condemnation upon the earth. The Bible said, by which he condemned the world. So, operating in faith today, preaching the gospel of salvation, teaching the people in the eschatology, understanding the figurative speech, which for more than 600 years were never taught in the churches. Excuse me. Things that for more than 600 years were never taught in churches now just fall into place when I talk about it. The moment that I teach on it or preach on it, you just say, how is this possible? It's been written in the word for more than 2,000 years, and now suddenly, you see, that is when you have maize. You can have the best maize, and you can have water, but you need to have a bit of yeast. Without that, you can't bake a bread, because the flour and the water won't rise. And this is what we need. We need the Ruach HaKodesh, the revelation word, the little bit of yeast, and it will just open it. And it will just grow and grow and grow and grow, and it will fill the earth. What? The revelation word. Prepare an ark to the saving of his house. Firstly, it was his house. By being obedient in faith, which he condemned the world. Every time that we preach the gospel of salvation in the revelation names of Yahushua, and in the eschatology, explaining the book Daniel, explaining the world history events, explaining the book Revelation, from Revelation 1 verse 1 to Revelation 22 verse 21, right through. That is messages, it's studies, it's word, which is going to condemn the world. That's one part of it. That's the left-hand side part of it. But then I'm looking at the right-hand side of it. For them that accept the word, the revelation word, in truth, allowing the Ruach HaKodesh to infiltrate their soul's dimension, because we don't talk about the heart. It's my soul's dimension, my life, my body, my mind, my spirit. The moment that we preach this gospel about the end times, and the things that's got to happen, and most of the time is completely different to what the internet is teaching. Why? Because the internet is made, it's been created to teach lies, because Satan's user. He used the internet to create lies. It's a way that he can reach people that he formerly would have never been able to do. But the internet to us also is an instrument. The internet, Instagram, Telegram, Drawbook, Facebook, YouTube, all of them that we can use, the cell phones, we can use it to the glory of Yahushua. Spreading the gospel of salvation, spreading the message of truth, spreading the message of faith, as Noah believed, although he never saw rain. We believe, although we have never seen Yahushua. We have a promise that I am coming back. In the house of my Father, as many mentioned, if it wasn't so, I would have told you so. He sent it into heaven. When I'm finished to prepare your place, I'm coming back, so that you can be where I am. That is the coming, the parousia. That is not for the Antichrist people. It's not for anybody else. It's for the bride. 7 years, 105 days later. Where do I get that? Daniel 12 verse 11. 1290 days. Plus Daniel 12 verse 12. 1335 days. In total, 2625 days. 7 years and 105 days. From where the coming has happened, the parousia, to the Battle of Armageddon. Also, the rapture has taken place just before the Battle of Armageddon. Then the Battle of Armageddon, the end of the world. Hallelujah. I'm so privileged. We are so privileged that we can study the word and understand the word, where Yahweh, through the Ruach HaKodesh and the blood of Yahushua, reveals himself unto the bride of Yahushua. In this modern age where we are living in, we are to be a testimony, because every time that we are a testimony, we are actually telling the world, we are condemning the sin that you are doing. We are condemning the sin that you are living in. Listen to what it says. He prepared an ark for the saving of his house. That was for Noah, by which he condemned the world. The fact that he start in faith building that ark, he condemned the world, and becoming heir of the righteousness which is by faith. He was not the heir of faith, of righteousness. He became it in believing Yahweh. We, teaching and preaching the eschatology, the word, the revelation word, living in faith, functioning in the spirit, we become heirs of the righteousness, hallelujah, of Yahweh our Elohim, through faith. in the revelation names of Yahshua, Yahweh El Elohim, and the Ruach HaKodesh. We are functioning. We are stronger than you can believe. Not in ourselves, but in the righteousness. Why? Because we became heirs. We were not heirs. We were Gentiles. We were lost. We were sinners. But by grace we are saved. We came to repentance. We immersed. We were baptized in the name of Yahshua to the remission of sin. The old person of sin was buried. We immersed as bride of Yahweh, teaching and preaching the gospel of salvation unto a lost world, believing that the coming is just about to happen, the signing of the final covenant, the final peace covenant. It's not this thing that happened with President Donald Trump and whatever. It's not what happened with Israel. That is not. It's not the right parties according to the Bible. But we as bride knows what must happen according to the revelation word of Yahweh. Now the weakness is right upon us. We have something to do. We need to function in faith this weekend. We need to become, we need to operate as heirs of the righteousness of Yahweh our Elohim, Yahshua, through the Ruach in faith, trusting Yahweh and believing for things that we never did. Enjoy the weekend. Till next week, if mother's father's will. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.